Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Thank you, bearded failures.
Yeah, Push made sure he put that clip in there.
Hey, Todd was the one that wanted it.
I know.
And he himself is.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, well, but in his room is.
We haven't been able to put the clips in for quite a while.
No.
Thanks to new technology. Yeah. We can do it again.
Must be the season. It was on this date in 06 in an interview with Diane Sawyer on ABC's Good Morning America. Oscar-winning actor-director Mel Gibson had to apologize for anti-Semitic remarks that he made to a Jewish police officer who pulled him over for speeding and driving under the influence of the alcohol.
How many called that cop sugar boobs? And I didn't use the word boobs.
Nope.
A female cop, sugar boobs.
Don't say it.
Once again, we all know that Mel Gibson is just a douchebag in his personal life, but on screen, I can't take my eyes off him. He's so cool.
And this didn't affect him being in movies.
No, it didn't.
At all.
It did for a minute.
He had to take a little hiatus.
He pops up everywhere.
Yeah. There's some good movies.
But he stepped aside.
Watch a movie called Bloodline, I think it is. He's the father. He's like a badass. It beats up.
If you're the guy that makes the movies.
Right.
Yeah.
He was sidelined momentarily.
Momentarily. Yeah. Mechanical engineers at the University of Utah are developing a new invention to help amputees walk again. They use bionic engineering lab.
Just pray.
Created a powered exoskeleton that uses motors and microprocessors to help its user to walk. Similar to how an e-bike helps a rider to pedal uphill. The device is made of carbon fiber material with plastic composites and aluminum, making it very light in weight. They want to work with the Department of Defense and the National Science Foundation to potentially get this idea to the mass market in the coming years.
I've seen them pray to grow a new leg, and it works every
time. Well, they grab their head, and they stand up out of their wheelchair. Yeah, I love that bit.
The healers.
Benny Hinn, yeah.
Yeah, those guys
suck
are amazing.
Suck it, Jesus.
That's not it.
A lot of times you can see the leg literally growing right there.
Yeah.
And it's usually done by the end of the service. Mm-hmm. And he gets up and walks out. It's amazing. Give us your money.
In Hawaii, a 60-year-old man is recovering after being hit by a flying umbrella.
They're dangerous, by the way, on beaches.
The lifeguards say
takes him out of the sand,
Well, lifeguards say the man was the victim of what they called an, quote, out-of-control umbrella.
Yep. They're heavy. For one thing, those beach umbrellas are heavy.
And they come down.
They got pointy things on the end.
And there were wind advisories and red flag warnings at the time.
Right.
And he got hit. Did he survive?
Yeah, he's recovering.
There are people who are pretty hardcore injured. Somebody's actually been killed by
one. Hits you in the right spot, it could kill you.
Yeah, it could impale you.
It's a flying spear.
I just had to talk my youngest out of opening umbrella in the car the other day. There was an umbrella, and he's like, how do you open? I'm like, don't. Yeah. He's old enough where you'd think he wouldn't do stuff like that, but it's still like something to tell him like six times not to open this umbrella. And it was still close.
I know it's bad luck in the house. I'm not sure inside the car.
In the car.
Bad luck.
Bad luck in the house. In the car, just stupid.
It's just stupid, right.
Well, yeah, because it was right by his face. There's not a lot of room in there.
No, it's not going to poke an eye out with that.
Even those golf umbrellas are pretty big.
Yep.
And if they get loose on you, I killed a guy back in the 90s with a golf umbrella.
I think the statute of limitations over. You're right.
I didn't know him, so I just finished the round.
Yeah. Right.
And the golf umbrellas I found are actually fairly strong, too.
Yeah. They take you off the air?
Well, no.
Little Mary Poppins?
No, this was...
Puss is just flying.
Mary Pussy.
Probably 3-4 years ago when I was still walking over to the elementary school to pick up my daughter after school every day.
Picture Push flying like a Mary Poppins.
And just landing in some yard and winning the kids over with his charm.
Oh, that would happen. Yeah. But no, I set off to go walk to the, it was like 3 blocks to the elementary school. I used to walk over, pick her up every day. And I'm looking off, I'm going, looks like it's going to rain. I'll take an umbrella. Mm-hmm. I grabbed the golf umbrella that I have. That was hail. And
really?
I was walking and didn't punch through the golf umbrella.
It did all good.
It kept me safe from the hail.
Yeah.
But
walking through hail would suck.
Oh, that just looks like a little rain. No, it was hail.
Yep.
That was hail.
It's tough to tell the difference before it starts, though.
It is.
Well,
it is.
In hindsight, the clouds were fairly black.
Right.
I might should have driven.
Right. Have you ever gotten pelted with a hailstone?
I have, yeah.
They hurt.
Yep.
Yeah, it's falling ice from the sky.
Yeah, rocks from heaven hurt.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah, we were warming up for a baseball game when I was about 14, and the nearest pavilion was a good 200-300 yards away. And we're out there just starting to hit the ball and practicing for the game. Game's about to start in an hour. And all of a sudden, it started coming down. And now you're 14, so it's funny, but we're running like hell 200-300 yards. And thank God we're 14 because we could run like hell.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I'd be like, ow, ow, ow. But yeah, we got pelted, man. You know,
we were out on a pontoon.
I remember some of the coaches who weren't 14 were really pissed.
We were on just a couple.
Because we left them in the dust.
Just a couple summers ago, we were on a pontoon in the mountains out on a big reservoir.
And it came down that way.
And all of a sudden, it was one of those mountain thunderstorms that just pops up out of nowhere.
They're not weird. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Happens every afternoon
in
the summer.
But it was otherwise blue skies.
Yeah.
But and then all of a sudden, for 5 minutes, it just cut loose with hail.
Right.
And there's like 8 of us huddled underneath the little awning on the pontoon.
Man.
We're out in the middle of nowhere on the lake.
Should have had your umbrella, Mary.
I know. Yeah.
I remember once the hail wasn't
plus
that
your big
bag.
Skirt, too.
A spoonful of sugar.
Yeah. But it came down, and it hit me right on the button on the top of the baseball.
That hurt.
And that hurts like hell.
Yeah. That hurts a lot. That does hurt.
Yeah.
I'm surprised those buttons are still on top of hats. With all the technology and everything, it's like still everybody's walking around with a little dot on top of their head.
They must serve a purpose.
Or how about the douchebag? Remember the douchebag? And we probably all did this to each of our buddies. Your class ring. Slap the guy top of his head.
Oh, yeah.
What a dick move that is.
Yeah. I only wore my class ring for about 12 years.
Yeah, it was enough to pound somebody on the head with one of those.
Actually,
things.
I never wore it.
I never understood the class ring because they always gave them to your senior year. And I'm like, I'm out of here.
Right.
Am I going to wear this next year?
You're right.
See if I can get somebody to go steady with me and she can wear the ring around her neck.
I sold my high school one for like $50 to a pawn shop out of high school because $50 to me was a fortune. I regret not having the ring just to lay around and look at it, but I kept my college one, which I only wore like about a year after college. You know,
I don't know where mine is, and I don't recall getting $50 for it.
Yeah, I got $50 for mine.
Did you hang your tassel from your rearview mirror for a while?
I didn't do that either.
I had the smelly trees there.
Kid trying to cover up some smells?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'll do it. They always told you to only open up a little and pull the bag. No, nobody did that.
He had 40 trees hanging there to kill the weed. Come on.
New study says that single adults are worse off financially. Pew Research Center reports shows there's a record number of adults between the ages of 25 and 54 who are single. About 38% of that particular age group was not married or living with a partner.
Don't you think it's two things?
As of a couple years ago.
I mean, two incomes.
2019 is when this was wrapped up.
Two incomes, no matter how much they are is nicer. But also, if it's just one person, nobody can tell you how to spend your money.
Well, there's that. Plus,
that
they're not saying
blowing more. You're blowing more money.
They aren't necessarily saying that there are two incomes.
You're right.
In this thing.
Well, in that case, there might have been at one time.
Yeah, it's just not necessarily put out here. But there are more people who are not married or living with a partner. That's up 30% since 1990. The study found that single adults were more likely to be unemployed. That'll hurt your earnings. Single adults
and your dating
more
prospects.
Likely to
yeah,
not
it's harder
finish
to find
college.
A partner, too. Right.
Data showed that men with a partner had a median income of about $57,000 compared to single men who made just over $35,000. For women in relationships, the median income was $40,000 compared to $32,000 for single women. So still.
That sounds like a wash.
How do you mean?
Well, if you're not single, then your $57,000 turns into $38,000. So the single guy's actually doing better. Even though he doesn't have his W-2 doesn't look the same.
Okay.
Yeah, but living by himself might be tougher too then, you know?
True.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to go pick apples and
right.
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There's that.
He doesn't have to do anything. I'm going to go do, what was the famous line from the, what was the name of that show? First of all, it was David Spade's line.
How I Met Your Mother.
No. It had
Oliver Hudson was in it. Yeah, we liked that show too for a while. Two married couples, both very funny. Joe from Family Guy was one of the dudes. But David Spade says, I'm gonna go do whatever I want all the time.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. No.
I will find it here. It was called Rules of Engagement.
Rules of Engagement, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Immediately followed by How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. I think it was on like the same night, same network.
Yeah, Patrick Warburton, Megan Price, Oliver Hudson.
Yeah, that was a good show. Okay. Yeah, we talked to Warburton by the time, yeah.
I think we talked to all of those.
Yeah, we did.
Most of the people on that show.
Yeah, we did. I'm going to go do whatever I want all the time.
Whatever I want, whenever I want,
all the time. And he was just like two married couples sitting in and he said to the guys.
See ya.
All the time is my favorite part of that line.
Pumpkin growers in Illinois are running into a problem just ahead of Halloween. The state produces the bulk of the pumpkins.
Speaking of David Spade, I never watched the Norm MacDonald show. It's Norm MacDonald's show on Netflix. And you said it was just kind of him sitting around screwing around with friends, and it was somewhat funny and somewhat not funny.
To me, it seemed very aimless.
Right. Well, one of the lines, apparently, I clicked on Netflix yesterday, because obviously Norm's all over Netflix now. It's a couple of specials, and that show is out there now, because it was a Netflix show anyway. You know, you go to Netflix, all of a sudden the trailer starts running about the show.
Yeah.
And one of them was he's sitting there with David Spade. Obviously, they're buds from SNL days. And his question to David Spade goes, David, have you ever not paid for straight sex? that was his first question. And it's Norm MacDonald's voice. And you see Spade look at the camera and go, what the hell am I doing? Have you ever not paid for straight sex?
What a layers to that one.
And just the way Norm MacDonald says it, you know.
Maybe you saw this, but the guy I golfed with on Saturday showed me a Norm MacDonald video. And it might have been, it was Conan. Because I know he told the moth joke on Conan.
Yeah, right.
And I think we've shared that.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I wouldn't do it even because I can't do it justice.
Mm-hmm.
But Norm, it's the one, look up Norm MacDonald telling Conan O'Brien about how his wife's in a coma.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
It's great.
Well, it just sounds hilarious.
I know.
Oh, it is.
Sounds right up our era.
Yeah.
Our area. Excuse
Conan
me.
Has to bury his face in his hands because he's laughing at this joke.
I'm sure it's hilarious.
I really can't give you the punchline. And like I said, I wouldn't do it the justice that Norm does it.
Well, a lot of those jokes, they just make the obvious surprising at the end.
Yeah. But it's just riffing in the middle.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that makes a lot of it. You know, kind of like the...
That's sad, though. It's so
the
sad
aristocrats.
Now, yeah.
The aristocrats joke, the punchline isn't that funny.
It's all in the middle.
The embellishing in the middle is what makes that joke. To see how horrible...
Right.
Yeah, his last special on Netflix was so good, too.
Horrible premises.
I got to watch that. That's up right now.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So pumpkin growers in Illinois say that they may have a disease that causes pumpkins to rot prematurely, and they're concerned of a potential shortage of pumpkins.
God, how can they rot any more prematurely than they already do? You know,
pumpkin center of the United States?
The Illinois produces the bulk of the pumpkins in the United States.
I never knew that.
Shoppers will likely notice it most at the grocery store with higher prices and fewer cans of pumpkin lining the shelves.
Yeah. Today I learned.
They rot prematurely, apparently.
I know a guy who's prone to like conspiracies and stuff, and he'd heard of this pumpkin shortage, so he'd his family go to like Costco, whatever, because they've heard there aren't any pumpkins, and then his wife posted on Facebook, like, the walls lined with pumpkins.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think it's going to be, I think there's enough for to get everybody through Halloween.
Well, CBS Sunday Morning boiled it down. Basically, there's not enough trucks. There's just not enough trucks on the road. Right. That's your supply chain problem right now.
Well, we got, there's a little bit more than that. Many of the country's biggest food makers are telling grocers that they're going to have limited quantities of things like Rice Krispie Treats, Sour Patch Kids, some Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavors, some McCormick Gourmet Spices, some Marie Callender's Pot Pies because of labor, commodity, and transportation constraints throttling supply chains. Companies' core products are being prioritized over items in less demand.
I was going to say, everything you mentioned right there, I can live my life without.
Yeah.
But
spices?
You're right.
Well,
I can
no
live,
salt?
I could live my life without all that stuff.
I got salt a
gourmet
pile.
Spice.
But I don't want to.
Now, everything you mentioned right there, none of us are into, but somebody's really into that.
And here's the thing.
No, but they pointed out that the
it's less demand items. Yeah. Craig said that.
There's no supply problem. There's plenty of goods. They're just sitting, you know, in containers at shipping yards.
Right.
And there's plenty of demand out there. It's just a problem of getting, you know, from the shipping container to the store because we don't have enough trucks.
Suppliers are also warning of potential shortages of foods, glass jars, and packaging containers. There's that as well, just containers to put it in. They say some seasonings are in tight supply because they can't get glass bottles.
I got some Tupperware if you guys want to borrow some.
Thanks.
I clean them out, by
the
way.
No thanks.
McCormick says they're going to ship about 70% of what they normally do.
Yeah, I don't think if Rice Krispie Treats and Sour Patch Kids went away, it would take me a while to notice. Yeah. I might like the 4th of July. I might be like, hey, where are the Rice Krispie Treats?
Well, we got time till then.
Well, I think... are all the Kellogg's plants shut down? There's one in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there
too.
Is. Yeah. Yeah, there's the three big ones are
Nationwide.
Lancaster, Omaha, and somewhere
else. They're not making any more Rice Krispies right now. I drove by those guys several times yesterday. Yeah. Gave them a honk, thumbs up. Like to do more.
Right.
Oh, can we go down there and like rough up some scabs for them? Is there anything we can do to help?
You mean on their bodies or the workers?
Oh, no, the workers are trying to come through. Well,
can I rub your scab? Right. I like to say that to people.
Some guy wants to come in and make some Frosted Flakes. We say, no, that's their job. Then we beat them up and scare them off.
You know what? I never really hate scabs because they're just trying to get a job, too. It's the companies that don't just pay the original employees. You know what I mean? I never want to beat up a scab because that guy's starving.
No, but he's undermining the efforts.
Of course he
of
is. I get the reason you don't like scabs.
Right. They're actually trying to help other people.
I get that. I get that.
I think their cause is really noble, and I'm so down with it.
Right. Oh, no, I'm not yelling at these people. I think they're totally on the right side. But, you know, I mean, when they had the scabs with the football years ago, I said, I really didn't care. Those guys wanted to play their dream, you know. Now, your dream is probably not working at a factory at Kellogg's, but if you have to feed the family.
But most of those guys striking.
It's taking your home.
Yeah. It's the company that should pay more.
We're multimillionaires.
Right.
These guys aren't multimillionaires.
No,
they're busting their ass and they're trying to help the next generation.
I'm with you. Are you going to rough up some scabs? I got one. I'll show you where it's at during the break.
You don't want me to pick it? You want me to really rough
it up? I want you to rough it up. I like sand it down.
Sanding the scab
with his rough pink tongue?
Oh, yeah, the tongue's going to be involved.
Like take a cheese grater over it?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That real fine grate.
Yeah. Right. You like that.
And then spin me around.
Right round.
Thank you, Craig.
We are way off the rails.
We are. All I heard was roughing up scabs. And they go, oh, where you got one?
I just wanted to know what can you help. I mean, all I do is honk and wave, give them the thumbs up.
How many times did you drive by him yesterday?
Are you with you?
Several times.
Several, because it's not far from the house.
Okay.
And I always
drive by on the way to the grocery store to get cereal.
No, I ain't buying cereal.
All right.
I'm always afraid to honk because they're standing right there next to the street, and I don't want to be the one that startles somebody and tumbles back out of the street right in front of me.
I'm in the different lane. You know, I'm like northbound, and they're across the street, so I wouldn't scare them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be sneaking up on them.
Well, maybe you're lucky you can pick off a scab.
I don't think the scabs are in the picket line.
No, they're not.
No, and I haven't seen any lingering about. And I don't know if they're going about their business.
Have they hired a bunch of scabs?
With scabs or not.
I didn't know that that's what people who crossed the picket line were called.
Oh, scabs, yeah. Or people that just didn't work there to begin with, they hired other people to fill their gigs.
Yeah, you probably weren't into the NFL scab play.
You saw The Replacements, didn't you?
Oh, sure.
They flipped over that guy's car. The documentary, The Replacements.
That was a documentary, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
The scab year in the NFL. Yeah. There were a lot more Arizona State players.
Right.
Nice. Were there people that went in that year in the NFL that ended up playing in the NFL after that? Or were they accepted by the people who were striking?
A couple.
A couple of them made teams, I remember. And there were some players that accepted them and some players in those teams that didn't.
Yes.
Still mad at them.
They were universally hated.
But you know what? But all fans didn't hate the scabs.
No, we just wanted
something to watch.
They wanted to play their dream. They wanted to play their dream. Right. God, that was what?
86, 87.
Yeah, I was
something
four.
Like that.
Yeah, I was four. Yeah. I'm explaining to Nick, who was two at the time.
We learned about it from our dad.
Negative 12.
Our dad told us about that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.